rice and beans. I have all on location at the medieval torture museum, and as you see, this thing is already working. Big O and I have a great show lined up for you, and so we're gonna take a look at some hardcore ways to die here. So strap in and check it out.
All right, so welcome back to Rice and Beans, and welcome back, Faces by Rachy. How you doing, Big O?
Doing all right. How you doing, Rachy?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Glad to have you to back. Be here. Yeah, yeah. Big O was had not joined the cast yet the first time that you came on, because I think you came on pretty early in the show. I think maybe like season one or two. So figure we had a great time last time, so wanted to have you back on. And this episode actually got a lot of cutscenes and a lot of like more like cooler shots because I got to tag along with her to one of her photo shoots that she did at the medieval torture museum. And so it was a really cool spot, and you got to see the rack. And so we'll let you check out a little bit more. But what did you think? How did that place move you as far as like photo shoots and stuff?
I actually really, really love the place. They reached out to me a few months ago, and we had been trying to connect, but schedules were so crazy. And then we had some new Vampirella covers that we had to do with Alicia Marie Body. And I was like, let me not fuck this up with my little tongue twister. I'm like, with Alicia Marie Body, who's absolutely incredible, gorgeous inside and out. And, so she is actually Victory for a new character for Dynamite from the Vampirella series. And we had some joint covers we were going to shoot together. And I thought, what better place than this medieval torture museum? They've got skulls. They got all the spooky things. They got victims already set up, ready for us to just feed on. So it's perfect. And if you'd like your own tour, use the code Rachy to save you some money. But it's super dope, and I do hope to shoot more there. I'm glad you got to see it, and I want more time to like read every single thing, because they have so many cool like weapons, and they're all like actual real weapons and like torture machines. Like, we thought, oh, it's all just props, it's all just for fun, and the guy's like, no, be careful, like,
it's all real.
The mannequins are fake, but how haunted is this place? Like, how many souls have been trapped by all these different devices? It's just kind of crazy.
I'm not rattled by much, but that place creeped the shit out of me. I was like, when you guys would, because I was there with them, with the group, right, with the photoshoot group, and then I would walk away to do like to do our stuff, like what they're gonna see in the next few minutes. But when I would be in like areas by myself and like way from the group, and like it's just creepy. I'm like, you get that feeling somebody's watching you, somebody's standing around the corner, something about to jump out of the out between the like out between the floorboards and go, ah!
It'd be cool to go with like the things that people go on ghost tours with, like all the little like cool tools and stuff, like, and like just see if there's any like spirits lingering, upset at how they died, who want revenge or whatever the case is. I don't know. It might
you
be
sure
cool.
You
it might
through there like Shaggy.
Right,
like, yeah. Like Scoop. Like, Mr. Withers.
I literally cosplay both Velma and Daphne, so like this can work. Can we make this podcast like a live remote podcast in cosplay as the whole Mystery Gang? It'll be great.
Rivalry.
I feel like you're down as long as we have Scooby snacks. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
I love me Scooby snacks, or as Jay and Silent Bob call them, Doobie snacks.
So we'll have both. We'll have the Doobie snacks first, and then you'll need the Scooby snacks. So nice. That makes sense.
So this episode, as you can tell by the backgrounds, is all about death. I don't know if anybody other than me was a fan of A Thousand Ways to Die back in the day. You know, the late, yeah, there we go. Late 90s, early 2000s, mid 2000s. Virtual high, yeah.
Yep.
Virtual high.
So you say late 90s, early 2000s. I actually saw it in the mid 80s when it was on VHS tape. And we watched it as a family, me, my brother, and my mother, eating spaghetti over dinner while we're watching Faces of Death.
No, not, oh, sorry, I meant not Faces, A Thousand Ways to Die, not Faces of Death. I think I misspoke. Yeah, so okay. A Thousand Ways to Die.
which is also good too. And I've seen that as well.
Saw that when we're dinner too.
Well, okay, so let's get this straight. It was spaghetti for the first Faces of Death, and then it was burgers for the second one. I think the third one was grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
That's perfect for that kind of one. Yeah. And there were just so many deaths on that show. And then we started looking into different deaths that happened, you know, throughout the years, and they're, you know, recorded. And so we're looking at some of these and
do tell.
And so there were some funny ones, right? There was the couple, the virgin couple that was so like, you know, prudish that having sex gave them a heart attack and they both dropped dead.
Yikes. Mid-coitus.
You know, I mean, I it doesn't sound like a bad way to go. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, at least you're having fun. You died happy.
Well, they died happy, but then he went soft immediately afterwards. So realistically, he only lasted 2 seconds again.
Oh. What?
But imagine, I mean, you know, all these ways to die. Imagine if you're wearing a Superman outfit going skydiving and you died as you're falling to Earth.
You know, one of the original Superman, it got to him. He actually thought he could fly and put the costume on and out a window and down. Yep. No, it really, one of the original TV actors that played Superman. Yeah. Out the window because it got to his head. He really thought he could fly.
I love the dedication to the character, though. Like, right? You got to respect that. He's like, I am Superman. I can fly.
Check I don't it know. Out. It sounds like he needed some psychiatric help, thinking that he was all that in a bag of chips.
I mean, I don't even want to comment. I just feel so bad about this whole situation. I'll keep that comment to ourselves. I'll tell you guys after the sometime. Show.
all that in a bag of chips. I was like, it was all about the craft.
I don't know. Might have been about the pickle. We all do it at least once in our life, right?
Pickles?
I don't know. I mean, you know, you think about that, and I mean, you could be on the shitter eating a fried peanut butter and banana sandwich, right?
Oh my god!
You could, and then how
people are eating on the shitter? Is this what's
how
happening?
Elvis died?
Yeah,
no,
that's how he died.
Stop it! No. Uh-huh.
Yes. The funny thing about that is that the sound of when the poo hit the water.
Well, that's not the most jaw-dropping way to die, if I could talk today, right? actually, Big O, I think you had one for this. We'll check this clip out. And this was definitely jaw-dropping.
Okay. Yeah, so this happened at a concert. Let's share my screen here and enjoy the fun like anybody else. So,
These are my people, man. No.
Hey, look, Mom, I'm on TV.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
We'll watch that again in slow motion.
Boom. And lights out.
What concert is this?
Ooh, doggy.
I'm concerned.
So I don't know the exact concert. It's a K-pop concert, obviously. So it's in Korea.
You know K-pop, you know. So it's that
I'm
one.
I'm not going to say it's North Korea and Kim Jong-un was part of this, but hey.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I hope he survived. We were making light of it, but I really do hope he survived.
I do, too. I feel terrible. This is, again, well, no comment.
Not as terrible as he did.
Maybe not.
Sai got a lot skinnier, didn't he?
It doesn't hurt so much here or here, but right here.
No.
Things like that can be just a headache. You know how they do.
You know how they do.
Now imagine if it was a big CRT TV like in the mid-90s when they made them.
Yeah, right?
The whole band
would have
died.
That would be a real freaking issue. That thing weighs more than me. That's crazy.
It would have crushed the whole band.
My God. Could you believe I got a 50-inch CRT in the back of a Hyundai Accent with the hatchback?
Holy shit.
Lifted up myself, put it in myself, took it out myself, and got in the house at an angle by myself.
Okay. Look at you.
Oh, hell.
Well, it was a lot stronger back then. I'm old now.
We've been talking about that all day. The age factor.
Yep.
And can't just hit like it
quite
the difference.
As hard as we used to. Yeah.
The difference, the bounce back, the difference. Just
the lack of bounce back.
The lack of bounce back. That's what it really is.
The problems with peeing, what? No, me only? Shut up. Come on.
Just you.
Well, anyone?
Anyone?
No pee partners in this? No? Okay. All right. I guess not.
Hey, look, a yellow snowball and a couple little drops. Oh, what the hell's going on here? Now there's a line. Someone's got prostate issues.
Yeesh.
Well, so the museum was super, super cool.
So
and so
cool.
we're going to go ahead and check out a clip and we'll see some of the people that I met there.
The people in our neighborhood.
Exactly.
In the neighborhood.
How's it going, sir? Thank you for interviewing with us. How's it going today? See anything extra special? Anything you like? Nothing. Not much words.
Not everybody was that, up for, conversation and talking. There was like one lady that I felt kind of just
What's
like.
What's up, guys? And I won't say our next guest is old, but when she started giving roadhead, it was still considered sucking dick on horseback. Matt, welcome to the show. Not much for words. And you can see why.
For those of you that don't know, this is called the Spanish horse, and it was used to punish witches. They would straddle them to this wooden horse and then strap weights to their legs, and they would just keep strapping more and more and more weights on until it pulled them into halves.
Fuck. I mean...
Hello, puppet!
You know? Yes. Like, jeez.
I mean, there's lots of vaginas and assholes back then, but to make a huge vagina, yikes.
Yeah, no, a lot of these things are like extremely just like reading about it and like seeing how it all happened. You're like, people were legit inclined to do this with no real reason. Like, this woman's a witch. Mm-hmm. Snap her in two by the vagina. Like, this person's lying. They're a thief. What proof do you have? Doesn't matter. Drown them with spikes and put spiders in their mouth. And you're like, people were just out here doing whatever they want. And they're like, no, but it's fine because it's a witch. What? How do you know it's a witch? Witch! And it's just like crazy. I'd be dead for sure. I'd be done. The nails, the cute t-shirt, the Jad Dummy t-shirt, the fucking orange hair, the fact that I can't not have a conversation without using the F word 90 times. I pee too much. It's just, you're a witch! She's a witch burner! She's a witch!
No, you wouldn't be considered a witch for those things. But if you floated like an apple, like Monty Python says, then you're a witch.
I would love to float.
But yeah, me too.
We all float here. I feel like I'm missing the joke.
I'm generally floating here.
I'm generally floating. I haven't watched Monty Python in like.
Yeah, there's a scene minute. Where they talk about witches, and they're so stupid that any little thing that the people do, they claim as a witch.
Yeah.
Oh, well the apple's bobbing. It's a witch.
Yeah. No, that's what they would do. And you're like reading these stories and they have no real reason. And it's like all of these people are joined together doing way worse than anything that the person they're actually prosecuting has ever done. And you're like, and this is allowed. This is like a norm. Like, I'm so glad that I'm not saying today is perfect because we all know it's not. But like,
just
at least
wait
I'm
till
not
we get to the Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, okay. I'll wait. I'll be patient.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Yeah, I think every time I hear the Spanish Inquisition, my brain does this magical thing where it immediately flashes to Mel Brooks's History of the World, where he's the Inquisition.
Yeah, but Monty Python also did a Spanish Inquisition as well, and theirs is pretty good too.
I'm literally Dory as a human, and I haven't watched any Monty Python in like over a decade, so I like got to get back on that train. Thank you for the reminder.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It was good stuff. I liked it. I mean, it was
It's definitely funny. It's definitely good entertainment. I just like, I saw some of it, but I don't remember, you know, I don't retain any of it.
So, you know, I've watched a couple of medieval history shows, and they talk about draw and quarter, and people don't understand how bad it really was and the things that they used to do to torture people.
Yeah.
And all for, not just to be a witch, just for, you know, blights against God and humanity. They would draw and quarter people for tyranny against the king, you know, yeah, against the crown.
Mm-hmm. And, even if the king was bad, even if you should be against the king, it's like...
Right. And it wasn't just about being drawn, which was tying your all four limbs, you know, to a rope, and then the horse is pulling you slowly, yeah, and then turn into a gallop. But it was also about quartering you by ripping out each appendage and then putting you on a rack on a wall and then filleting you open so you could view the world while you just lay there dying.
Yeah, but also making an example out of you. Just being like, oh, look, this is what happens if you don't agree with me. You want to die? Yeah. You want to die too? Like, listen, do what I say.
That was the old.
Is that what version. I need to start doing? Just yeah. Listen.
Do that. Yeah, do that. Go old school with it. Go meet, get him. Get medieval on him.
We got 2023. We get medieval on him. That's.
Come back. I'm not done yet. I still got a head. Oh, come back here.
Give me your tongue. They did. They had that. You saw the tongue.
Yeah, I did. Oh, they had other torture devices too. But since you, and I'll tell you about
they
that.
They pulled the tongue out with like, kind of like your little cooking barbecue.
Oh yeah, the tongs.
The tongs.
The tongue loosener.
Pull the tongs. Yeah, so bad. And just rip it right out. I can't fathom. And the other one that you didn't get video of that like really freaked me out is putting like a rat here and putting the cage.
Oh yeah, when they made the rats.
That's a classic.
Them.
Oh.
They put a little heat on the tin above it and make it
to
burl
make them
through.
Scratch through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that in that tongue depressor, I had to go for a dentist appointment. They had to use one of those.
Stop.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. I get super, I shouldn't say it. I'm sweaty. Like, I get super gag reflex. So like when I go to the thing, I don't let them use the depressor. I'm like, I can do it on my own. I don't need help. But I know I'm opening myself for so many jokes. So I should have just zipped
no,
in.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to respect the room.
Low hanging fruit.
You.
We have class around here.
You don't say it either. I need to start thinking before I speak. I'm like, hey guys, I have something to share. Guess what? I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's not a tongue compressor, but it's a, never mind.
Yeah, right. Look what I can do.
Well, speaking of the rack, right? Okay, so drawing and quartering, right? They had the opposite. They had the opposite thing there. Okay, so there was this. The reason they came up with it, there was actually a prisoner that was 6'7". The rack was only built for people that were up to 5'11". So like they're pulling and pulling.
How tall are you?
6'3". So like another 4 inches taller than me, and yeah, so they're not stretching shit. Like it's not doing anything, and he's just laying there laughing.
He's like, yeah, mocking them.
Right.
Much.
So the engineer was like, "Okay, fuck you. We're gonna laugh now. Okay, here's what we're gonna do." And so then they make this
it's
thing.
The story behind this one: the guy was too big to stretch on a rack. So the executioner and the engineer of this thing made it so that it would go the opposite way, and it actually crushed the dude. So he wasn't getting out of any executions and wasn't, well, as you can see, wasn't going to stay the same size.
So that one, I was like, whoa, okay. Executioner fucking both fingers rose and...
So mechanical engineers back in those days were like electrical engineers nowadays. That's stupid. Because I would have just cut off the arms at the elbows, cut off the legs at the knees, and then he would have been the perfect height to stretch.
He's got a whole action plan. He's like, I know how to get around this. That's the frightening part. He's like, these people, if they only knew that they could just...
lop off a little bit here to extend a little bit there.
Mm-mm. Medieval problems require modern solutions.
Oh my god.
See a need, fill a need.
I feel like people were literally just getting lit, like seeing who could outdo the next person. Like, oh, you think that's bad? But wait, I got you. I got something way worse than that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the Europeans were like, hold my beer and watch this?
Yeah.
Right? 100%. Hold my ale.
Yeah. Hold my ale. Yeah. So bad.
Frederick said, hold my ale, watch what I do here. Thou shalt be stretched beyond compensation.
Yeah.
Right? And not only that, right? But they would do other shit, like fucked up shit. Like they would put their, they would like putting their shit on blast.
So it looks like I'm at the world's best glory hole waiting for one hell of a hand job. But that's not quite it. Unfortunately, this is how thieves got repaid for stealing. I like the glory hole idea.
Yeah,
better.
They would like, they would put your shit on display, would chop your hand off and put your shit on display and like for stealing.
For I got stealing? Good news for you though.
Huh.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, for stealing. And I got great news for you. They still do it in the Middle East.
Oh, that's right. That's
do they
right.
Really?
They all, yeah, they also yeah. do the stoning shit too.
And guess which hand they chop off? It's not. It's a particular hand for a particular reason. If you get caught stealing, it's your left hand, because normally that's the hand you wipe with. You shake with your right hand. So if your left hand's cut off and you can't wipe with your left hand, you can only wipe with your right hand, and that's your shake hand. And so if you only have one hand and you try to shake with your right hand, it's everybody just
nobody
walks
wants
away
to shake
from
your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cause it's this shitty.
Do you not wipe with the hand that you shake?
Oh
with?
No, I use my tongue.
All right. Cool. Are you available for like on the go services?
I'm available for birthday parties, mitzvahs, and weddings.
Wonderful. Good to know. What about conventions? I got a lot of conventions coming up. Cool.
We're gonna be on tour.
We got a tour bus.
We're starting with the Staples Center, and we're gonna work our way to the East Coast.
Yeah. But we don't have the tongue tongs, but we do have salad tongs.
Well,
the tongue loosener is like in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, well, I mean, another good one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but you know, you gotta toss salad somehow.
You gotta toss the salads.
Oh my God! And what a salad be without some good barbecue to go along with it. Then check this one out. Like, yeah.
Smell that, Bill? Smells like somebody died. Actually, this is called a gridiron. Not the football kind. This is the hardcore torture device. They strapped you to it and they lit a fire underneath. And they left you enough slack where you could still move around, but you weren't able to stand up or get out of it. That's going to leave a mark.
Could you imagine barbecuing? Like actually barbecuing? Yeah, and the fucked up part is it wasn't a big fire. It was like a smaller fire.
Slow burning.
Yeah. So you had to like sit there and cook, and they gave you slack, right? They showed, there was other pictures up on the wall, and it showed how much slack was given. It was like enough to like move off of the bed part, but not enough to get up or like move. And
they want
you
to have hope. They want to see you struggle. They want to see your optimism, and then they want to see your hope die. They're like,
once again, we go back to Alabama days. Slow and low.
Paula Deen would be proud.
Hey, we are long pig for a reason. Now imagine you're on that rack and you're getting all queasy, and you got the hot snakes and the bubble guts, and you let one slip out.
Gross.
Now you got a flame going up in you.
Oh my God! Yeah.
How much of a worse way to die could there be? you died by parts.
Well, I would say. Go ahead.
Bill watches thee.
But that's the thing. Like, more so, you're already getting tortured. It's already terrible. You probably don't even have a valid reason. But the worst part on top of that is they just let crowds sit here and heckle you and throw stuff at you and talk shit to you and just like throw things. And like, you're like, so the humiliation probably takes a little bit more precedence than the actual pain, because you're out here just being treated like less than a human at this point.
Yeah, but think about the brisket. Oh.
I do love some brisket. Right? I come from the Midwest, so like, right. Sign me
up. Yeah, what's up, then?
You know, if we got,
I prefer tri-tip.
I love the tri-tip. We have all. Nope. I already know. You stop. Nope.
It's like a walking setup. I love it.
Just a tip.
No longer saying anything for the rest of the show. I'm just observing.
That's Cookie's favorite game. Tri-tip.
Yes.
Tri-tip. And ask him. He'll tell you.
Good game. I do love Cookie.
And no, you're right. And I don't know if you noticed that front area where the rack was, where I was at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. They had shit hanging on. Those are metal strap-ons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I saw all of that. But you go ahead.
We'll have a for the video audience, the YouTube audience, we have a scene at the end where we'll show the things that I saw at the museum, these different torture devices. There was one that was inserted vaginally or rectally, and then you would just split it open, and it was like an egg, and it had handles, and you were up and out.
That was probably the most for a woman, for a female, and I know it could go up your booty holes. These boys be scared too, but for me, going through all of the torture devices, when I came to that wall and I saw, because there were things with spikes, things in different shapes, things that split open, and I was like, oh no, this is the worst spot right here. This is the worst thing I could ever imagine.
I don't know about that. I think what's worse than that is a cold speculum. Just my thought. I mean, I never had one in my butt, but I wouldn't want a cold one in there.
No? Would you like to get split open with this freaking, what would you call this thing?
I don't know. BDSM. It costs about $100 extra.
That's true. It is a service. There's a fetish. You know, we're not fetish shaming here.
That's right.
No kink shaming. Live your life. We're proud of you.
If the museum ever wanted to just change concept, all they got to do is put masks, break out the leather and put them on.
Yeah. And the freak.
Put a scene on from Pulp Fiction.
Exactly.
The gimp.
Whips.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Or American Horror Story. That reminds me of that.
That's right.
One of the freakiest and coolest things I saw at the museum was the manager was walking around doing
who's
his
super rest. Awesome. Super
oh
cool,
yeah, yeah,
and,
no, definitely.
Shout out to you. You're amazing.
Yeah, dude was dope. And we might actually be doing a show from there next time Big O is in town. We did get invited to film an episode there, so if we do get to film a follow-up for this one, it's gonna be great, and we're gonna do it all live. You can come with us and join in all the hilarity. And
I would love to.
Hell yeah,
anytime I can go.
If that's
that
the case, then I'm gonna wear these Smoky Smoke Shop pasties so
please
you don't
do.
See my nipples.
Yes,
because America's not offended about, as Miley Cyrus says, America's not offended about boobs as long as you cover your nipples. So you got
that's
stickers
right.
for your nipples. You're fine. She went on, I think it was Jimmy Fallon, with just pasties and a cute little overcoat. She's like, America has nothing wrong with boobs. I can show my boobs all I want. As long as I cover my nipples, it's fine. It's appropriate. Being a little rave baby, I'm like, yes, girl, get it.
But moobs, we have to take sequentially at certain levels. They can't be just floppy. They have to be a certain level. Otherwise, the dude's just ugly.
Otherwise,
otherwise, the dude's just ugly.
Yeah.
Well, moobs with an M, right? Mamboobs.
Moobs. You know what? We love all bodies. We love all shapes. We all love all sizes. every boob is allowed. Just you got to cover it up with a sticker. You can't show those nipples or else America gets mad.
So on that thought, I was thinking, you know, the worst way to die or the, you know, it would be dumbest way to die. But it would be funny and stupidest way would be dress up like a clown at a Juggalo concert. Yeah, I think that's the stupidest way to die. What about you? What do you think, Jeff?
That would be a rough way to go. I'm not going to lie.
I think Cookie would like to do that.
Oh
yeah,
my
you
gosh.
Know what, right? He's always up for a challenge. I bet he would double down. We should probably make this one of the would you rather questions. Would you rather have the bloody eagle or die at a Juggalo?
I don't know. The Juggalo concert would be more entertaining, but I could fly like an eagle, with the back open. So I might do a Superman.
So talking about hardcore ways to die, this is called the bloody eagle. The person's back was cut open. The ribs were split. The skin was moved to the side, and the lungs were extracted out the back, making the victim look like a bloody eagle. If you ask me, that's pretty hardcore.
Wow, the new Ant-Man coming out looks fucking lit.
Paul Rudd is really getting into that role.
Man, the Wasp just flying around like that in a medieval time? Perfect!
That is dedication. And you know what? He's still going to hit Conan with the Mac and Me when he goes on in to introduce the new segment.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I feel like, yeah, that's definitely a thing. That's awesome.
You should do that every time you go to release, like you release something and you come, you go on a show, you're like, yeah, I got a clip for you.
I need it. We need to find a good clip. You guys can help me because you guys are way more creative than I am.
The eagle.
The eagle.
The eagle. The spread eagle.
Sweet.
Sweet. Dude. Sweet.
So, So aside from the torture museum, I know you did some a couple of looks there. What else do you got have going on lately?
So yeah, we did like those Vampirella victory covers for Dynamite Comics. Like I told
Which
you,
are Felicia.
Hot. Oh, thank you! I'm so glad you like them. Yeah, it was my second time working with Alicia Marie Boddy, and she's, like I said, absolutely hot. She's obviously hot, but also just like, so beautiful inside and out, and I feel like it's so like cliche, but like really is when you meet this person, you're like, she's otherworldly gorgeous in person, and then she's just like super nice, no chip on her shoulder, even with all of her experience and all of her followers and all of her networking and this and that, she's just like so humble, so sweet, so cool, and you're just like, where did you come from? Because we're in California and people like that are really, really hard to find. No hate on California. We love California. But also, let's be real. I'm from Chicago. Let's be real. Like, people like that are really hard to find. And so I just have to shout her out for being like absolutely the perfect being. I'm like, who are you? Where did you come from? Are there more? So we did those covers. And I think that's going to be a run of 5 or 6. And you've already seen some of the sneak peeks, and I can send them to you, and you can link them to this if you want, or whatever you guys want to do. Yeah. And then my OnlyFans has obviously seen the sneak peeks. Hey, holla, holla. But also,
links in the bio.
Right? Like, click the link in the bio. But also, we shot a couple more looks. My friends are actually... Derek Easley Entertainment and Megan and Alejandro was there to help us. And I have all of their like official tags on my Instagram, which is Faces by Rachie, R-A-C-H-I-E. But they're working on they do a lot of films, a lot of fun, campy horror films, like the stuff that like we're into and like sci-fi and like just like the cool, fun, like horror stuff. And so the newest thing that they're working on, and I didn't even get permission, so I probably shouldn't even be talking about it, but here we go. It's called, I know, I'm like, I'll just play the dumb blonde card because I'm working my way back to blonde. So it's called Pancake Man.
Wow.
And if you can compare it to something, do you remember the movie Falling Down, like way back in the day? I'm aging myself.
But... Michael Douglas Falling Down?
Yeah. Yep. So, like, it's kind of like that aspect where it's, like, he's just having a really shit day. Like, my day today. as you can attest to. He's just having a really shit day, and all he wants is his freaking pancakes and some maple syrup. And then he, like, finally goes to order it, and it's, like, after breakfast. He can't get it. And that's the last straw. He can't do it no more. Like, done. Everyone's done. Sorry, I'm hitting things. I'm mad. I'm obviously upset about this. So I don't know the whole premise because they just gave me a quick recap and I wasn't originally a part of this, but they're like, hey, do you want to be a part of the movie? And we're going to have a call on Sunday. But I have some pretty cool photos, that promo shots that we took, and there's like shadows where like the fork is like giving the whole like... shadow get like the killer's obviously nearby, and I'm here with like my pancake mix and my syrup. It's so campy. So if you love the cheese and you love the like final girl, like all of that craziness, like you'll definitely enjoy it. And they have so much behind their belt, and we're actually working on several projects with them this year. So far, we're doing a Vampirella short film. It's an origin story. So I've been on the cover for all of the year one Vampirella Dynamite Comics covers. And so it kind of goes from like her whole origin story and showing like when her planet was just so Draculon is just like beautiful and it's thriving and it's this and it's that to where it's like dead and then like her crashing onto Earth and this whole story. So I won't do all the spoilers because I talk too much, so I'll stop right now before I ruin it all. But we have released a couple trailers on the sites that I mentioned. Check Faces by Rachy, Deadshot Photo, Derek Easley Entertainment to see more. And then we'll have a Kickstarter for that soon. We also have a Hack Slash. So again, if you're in the horror scene, Hack Slash, Tim Seeley, he's super dope. I did a couple images for him last year for his hardcover. That's coming out soon. And now we are going to do a short film based on the character with kind of like a supernatural feel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So like if you're into like, you know, Buffy or Supernatural and that whole kind of just like the ghouls, the goblins, the like, it's always obviously a little campy, a little cheesy, and always just super fun. A lot of blood, a lot of demons, ghouls, goblins, blah, blah, blah. So that'll be super cool. And me being like 50% goth princess, 50% Disney princess, it's like a great way for me to just like get all my fishnet and my like swinging bats and like all my crazy little Hot Topic aggression out. So that'll be fun. So that's, we're doing the Vampirella, we're doing the Hack Slash, and then we're doing our very own new vampire character because I'm obsessed with vampires and I just can't get enough. I think I literally am on like 6 different publications as a vampire for different companies.
Nice. But like,
it's never enough. More, 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 more. So let's make another one, right?
Right.
And this one, I'll actually pull it up. I don't know how if you can even see it, but you have the link. Mm-hmm. Her name is Vampress Valentina Valeria. Ah, can you? You want to make it?
Yeah.
You have big arms.
We'll go ahead and check this out. And the magic of recording. Bam. There we go.
Bam.
And now it's up on the screen.
In your face.
How you like that one, huh?
In your face.
Now that's a budget.
And again, it's still shot at the Medieval Torture Museum because they have so many cool spots with like skulls and like cells and like victims and all that stuff. So it's the perfect setting for so many of our projects since we're all about like horror and vampires and all the things. So we'll have the links for our new character and our new series with fan film and comics, as well as all of the Vampirella and Victory stuff, as well as Hack Slash. So we've got a lot of fun things in store for you. He'll hook it up. He'll make the magic happen. So definitely tune in, follow, love, subscribe, all the things.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, I'm so
no, right.
I'm like, I have a lot going on. You want to hear more? This is just a fraction. Let's go. How much time you got? I got like 90 other things. Fans only. Also, can we just shout out, like, while we're talking about all the horror things, Jad Dovey for this dope shirt, and he does men and women. And I wore this shirt for a freaking
very
reason.
Cosmopolitan.
How very cosmopolitan. His old account got shut down.
And so does he make clothes for men and women too?
Men and women. Hey, you know what? You want to fight me? You want to die today? A million ways to die? A million ways to die?
That would be the perfect ending for this show, right?
Is this how you want to die? A million ways to die. And this is how. He wants to talk some shit to Faces by Rachy at the end of the show.
1001. The death 1001.
Oh, podcast. The eagle. The eagle. Oh.
Death by podcast.
It's not
like
glass,
the movie Waiting instead
glass.
Of the goat, it's the eagle.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
All right. This has been awesome. Thank you so much for coming back and sitting in with us. It's been a pleasure. We had a great time. I hope you come back soon. Can't wait to see a lot of the stuff that all the links are going to be in the episode. We're going to go ahead and put whatever you guys didn't see up on the screen. We'll go ahead and share it. Stick around after we roll the credits. We are going to give you a little glimpse of the Torture Museum, and it's in Hollywood. So if you have a chance, go check it out. Super awesome, really cool place. Lots of like lots and lots and lots of stuff to see.
And use the code Rachy.
And use the code Rachy.
And remember, everyone, you aren't special because of your opinion. You aren't pretty because of your makeup. We accept you because of you and only you. So don't be so serious and enjoy some time with Rice and Beans Podcast.